Why is it that so many marriages these days seem to end in divorce? And that many of those that don't fall so far short of what they should or could be? Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The most important, the most sublime and some days the most challenging of all human relationships is marriage. We think of it as something of an institution, but the reality is that each husband and wife have to make it up as they go. And all too often, that doesn't turn out so well. There's no doubt that when two imperfect people love each other, there is going to be some pain along the way. And as the years slip by, the response to that pain is to build up brick walls, boundaries that protect and yet isolate. That's why so many marriages are not all that they could be. It seems to me that God didn't set any boundaries with you and me. I mean, I can't imagine how much I've hurt him over the years. And yet his response was to let Jesus suffer and die, to knock down the walls built up by our sin and our rebellion, so that you and I could be close to him. Maybe that's not such a bad model for marriage. What do you think? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. Love is patient and kind. Love isn't jealous, it doesn't brag, and it's not proud. Love isn't rude, it's not selfish, and it can't be made angry easily. Love doesn't remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it's always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, it never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Love is patient and kind. Just those five words could completely, radically transform a marriage. And that's how it is with God's word. Power packed and ready to transform your life. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.